sing your praise. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, we lift your name on high. How we love to sing your praises. We're so glad you're in our lives. We're so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Our debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift the name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Our debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Every day we will. Lord, we lift your name on high. 20 times a day we will. Lord, we lift your name on high. This morning, Lord, we will. We will lift your name on high. Father, we lift your name on high. We lift your name so that all the world will see just how awesome and amazing you are, God. We bless your name today. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you. And we just want to simply say, we love you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sound in your ear. We love you, Lord, and we'll lift our voices to worship you. Oh, our souls rejoice. Take joy, our King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we adore thee, bow down before thee, we adore thee, O Lord. When you don't have anything to say, you could just say, we love you, we love you, we love you, O Lord, we trust you. There's no one like you. We trust you, O Lord. This morning, the TMC family came to exalt you, God. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We praise your name and we magnify you because you are worthy of our praise. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, Jesus, precious Savior, you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Oh yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him? Praise him, praise him, every day praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, won't you call his name? Jesus, wonderful Savior, call on him. Jesus, everlasting Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Jesus, praise God. Jesus, that precious Savior, you are worthy to be praised. Jesus, 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 we call your name this morning, giving you glory, giving you honor, acknowledging who you are. Jesus, 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 we love you, we thank you, and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God Almighty, God, the sovereign God of all, we pause this morning to just let you know that we are grateful for another day that you have sent us, another day that we wake up, open our eyes, and have a mind to call on you, another day, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. We come lifting up your name, for you are worthy to be praised. You said if we lift you up, you will do the drawing, so we come lifting you up this morning, blessing you, loving up on you. We love you so much. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. We pray that you make us worthy. Hallelujah. Wash us, cleanse us, make us ready to come into your presence so that you can receive everything that we come to give to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you, God, will move in a mighty way in this short time we have before you. Bless your people as only you can in Jesus' name through this word today. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, TMC family. As you all know, as I'm scrolling the board this morning, I don't see that we have any visitors today. I just want you all to remember that this is Dr. Pecola Roberts. For those who will get this tape later on, I'm here in Monticello, Mississippi this morning. Don't know where I'll be tomorrow or next week, but I just thank God, glory be to God, that I feel his presence where I am right now. I do honor our greeter this morning, Minister Ruth. Thank you so much. Thank you for opening up the doors of the house this morning and letting folk come in and have a seat, greeting them and letting them know that they are welcome to this TMC family and to this TMC ministry. Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, out there in that California town, singing like you are down here in the Sunshine State of Florida, as you always do. Thank you so much for blessing us as our psalmist for today. I do honor my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being on this call today and keeping this call rolling as she does in such an administrative way with the skills that God has given her. Each and every one of you, let us just get on into the word this morning, because I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. Yes, I am. Oh, before I forget, let me just say this in the form of an announcement, because it kind of leads into where we are going with the word this morning. On this evening, go on and write it down. I'm going to ask that each and every one of you come and join me at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 9 o'clock Central Standard Time on my Zoom, and I will be sending that out in the form of a flyer, which is already ready and circulating. But God has given me a word this morning. As I listened to a sermon yesterday down in my home church, what is the meaning of this, and where did this, all of this mess come from? It started off, where did it come from? How did it start? Where did it come from? Didn't quite get the gist of where it came from, other than the devil with all of the mess that came. But then I got into the word, you guys, and early this morning, late last night, early this morning, speaking to my son, Daryl, we hit up on this thing, restoration. God of restoration. God of restoration, as he was out, oh, just talking about a precious little baby that he had just picked up and how he just wanted to breathe the life back into that baby. And, oh, God, so often in life things come and happen to us that we just want to restore ourselves, but we can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it. But I'm so glad that we are connected, have partnership with and relationship with one called God Almighty, God of restoration is the subject of our lesson this morning. And we are going to be coming from the book of Joel, the second chapter. You can go on over there. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm feeling all right. And as I looked at the definition of restoration, you know, it started, one of the definitions started off with this word, the process. I said, restoration is a process. It's not something that's going to just happen overnight, is it, God? The process of repairing. And we know what that looks like when we sand down something and then, you know, pat it and rub it up and paint it to make it look better. The process of repairing, of renovation, of restoring, it's a process. And as we look at the scripture here in Joel, the second chapter, the 25th verse, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. I said, you did that, God? You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of God, the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is none other. There is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. That's the NIV. I want to just go over here. You all know that I really am a proponent of the Message Bible. And in this one, I'm going to begin reading here at the 18th verse. And it says, at that, God went into action to get his land back. He took pity on his people. God answered and spoke to his people. Look, that's an action for us. Listen, another. I am sending a gift, grain and wine and olive oil. The fast is over. Eat your full. I won't expose you any longer to contempt among the pagans. I'll head off the final enemy coming out of the land of the north and dump them into wasteland. Half of them will be gone. Well, I want you to know that after God said all of that, he was letting the people of Israel know that even though the locusts had come and had eaten away, that they had lost years. Because when the locusts came, they just came and cleaned up everything. Like there was nothing that these little bugs didn't do. And I'm going to ask you the question, TMC family. Have you ever lost anything? Do you feel like you have lost opportunities, lost relationships, lost some money, lost years of, have you lost anything? Well, in our scripture today, being that I'm a farm girl, you know, I could have just talked about the different types of locusts and how they destroy and talked about that locust, but I didn't do well in biology, and I decided I didn't want to do that. I wanted to examine this scripture a little closer and look at what happens after the life of the locust, after the termites, the centipedes, the ants, and all those little creatures that can come and destroy not just natural material things, but how our spiritual status and our spiritual state can be destroyed by the spiritual locusts in our lives. There are times in our lives when we may feel like doors have been slammed shut, that the locust came and just shut that door. And it reminds me of a story of me hearing about this little boy who went and he was knocking on all the doors and trying really hard to get him a job, mowing lawns and everything. And he came to the door of this big house, and he just knew that this was going to be it. But when he knocked on the door, the lady of the house came to the door, and she shut the door in the baby's face after telling him, "No, we do not need you to mow our lawn. You need to know that my husband mows the lawn here every week." Well, as the boy walked away and the door had been slammed in his face, she a piece of paper floated down out of the window. And he picked up the paper and he read it. And it says, "The lawnmower is in the garage. Be here every Tuesday at 1 p.m. before my wife comes home. And there's going to be $20 under the mat. And be quiet about it." Sometimes when we feel that doors have been slammed shut in our face, when we feel that, oh, my good God, what am I going to do now? When we feel as if the opportunity has been just done away with for real, God has ways of opening new doors. And oftentimes, not only a new door, but a better door. Because this little boy was only getting $10 for a yard, and now here he was getting $20 because he just continued and was persistent in knocking on doors. Well, here in our story today, you all, this, when I think about how circumstances come into our lives and come to rob us, slap us upside the head, knock us out, I think about Moses. I think about, and I want you to remember, Moses. Moses, with his good intentions, tried to deliver the Hebrew boys with his own hand, and he failed miserably. He was banished from Egypt. God shut the door on Moses for 40 long years. God took him to the backside of the desert to humble him. Moses didn't begin his ministry of deliverance until he was 80 years old, but he accomplished more in his last 40 years than he had in his first 80 years. That is what we call restoration. Some of you may feel that the door to your ministry was slammed shut, but I want you to remember Moses. As we think about Samson, oh, how the mighty man had fallen. At one point in his life, God used him to kill 1,000 Philistines. But Moses let compromise choke out his commitment to God. He wound up on display in the temple of the Philistines. He was mocked and ridiculed, yet Moses prayed for a final surge of supernatural power. He pulled the temple's pillows and killed more in his dying than he had in his living. What am I saying? I'm saying that you may have been great one day. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And now it looks like you aren't doing anything. Keep praying and watch and see what God will do and can do for you as he restores unto you that which you may have given up as you have compromised on something in life. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm wanting you to remember that as well and to know that God is a God of restoration, even though we have sinned. As we remember Job, and this is one of the best ones. I just love it. The locust in his life ate everything Job possessed. I felt like Job the other day when I was just reminiscing over my own life. And I said, good God of mercy, here I am with a mama task. Oh, my goodness, this seems almost too much for me to do, God. And there was a time when I had secretary, a chaplain assistant, my own office, and just walked in and said, I need this flyer and I need that, and had a good husband and, oh my goodness, just and my health and had it going on. And I did great things in ministry. But here it is now, you are asking me to do this thing, and I don't have a secretary. I don't have a chaplain assistant. I don't have a husband, and my health is failing. What is this? God says, I'm a God of restoration. It is not what we see, you guys. It's not what we feel, and it's definitely not about us. Oh, God, help me get me out of the picture. And know that it's about God and what God wants to do through you for the building of the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, I feel the anointing of God this morning on this message. The God of restoration is reminding us that when the locust of life came in and ate up everything that Job possessed, all the way down to his kids, he lost his children, his wealth, his reputation, and his health. But after that ordeal, God saw to it to bless Job with twice as much as he has possessed before. You better hear what I'm saying. God is in the God of restoration. God not only restored what the locusts ate away, he offered Job a two-for-one. He blessed Job with twice what he had once had. When we go on and we remember Peter, oh, Lord, how many times have we in our little crazy innocence looked back at what we did and think about how we allowed the locusts ourselves to come into our lives. Here's Peter. Three times he denied his Lord in Jesus' most critical hour when Jesus really needed Peter. Peter denied him. Even after the resurrection, I'm sure Peter thought his Christian life and ministry was toast, was all gone. But after what he had done, how could the Lord want his help? How could God ever use him? But on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, the risen Lord Jesus appeared to Peter and reinstated a humble, broken servant who asked for forgiveness. Three times he commissioned Peter. God still had great things and opened doors for Peter. And I want you to know that it doesn't matter what you have done, where you have come from. There is nothing too hard for God to do. He can restore. I said God of restoration. He can restore broken relationships. Yes, he can. Relationships that have been so fractured that they could never be revived. But God has a salve that he can come in. And yes, he can. He can restore. If God created a business opportunity for you once, I'm here to tell you that he can do it again. Hallelujah. There was a time in artists I was making $16,000 a month. And I said, God, is that day ever coming again? He said, it is here, and it is so. Eva Shaka, God, I bless you. If he called you to a particular ministry once, he can repeat that calling like he did with Peter. He can restore you, and he will restore you. God restores lost talents. God restores lost years. God restores lost callings. God restores lost opportunity. I tell you today that God is a God of restoration. God says, I can restore that which the locust has eaten away from you. God can, God will, God shall, if you allow him to. Fear not, earth. Be glad and celebrate. Why? Because God has done great things. God will do great things when you allow God to do great things. Hey, bless the name of Jesus. Some of us stand in our own way. I want to share this little bit with you, and I love it. Charles Spurgeon is one of the great, great, greats of the 1800s of preaching, and if you ever get an opportunity to go out and do and look at any of his works, you will be glad that you did. And this is what he says about this particular scripture. He says, lost years can never be restored literally. Time once passed is time gone forever. You cannot have back your time, but there is a strange and wonderful way in which God can give back to you the wasted blessings, the unripe fruits of the years over which you mourn. The fruits of wasted years may yet be yours. Our sovereign God does have strange and wonderful ways in which he works. And here is one of God's strange ways in which he works. I reminded you all that I came from the farm. And you all know that being that I'm from the farm, I like old Western movies. And I remember watching this movie about this father whose son, they were out west, of course, you know, whose son was busy sowing his wild oats. He was a son who, no matter what his father said, he was going to do just the same. They lived out on the farm, on the ranch, and the boy would drive into town. He would get into trouble, and then every time that he would break a rule of his father and come home, his father would go out and drive a nail into a hitching post. And he did that time and time again, and eventually the boy got in so much trouble that he went on to prison. He served 5 years behind bars, but when he got out, his father wanted to show his son some forgiveness and encourage him with a fresh start. That's what restoration does. So he took the boy out to the hitching post, and one by one, the father removed the nails and pulled them out of the post. It was a powerful demonstration of forgiveness. But what brought tears to the boy's eyes was the sight of the hitching post once all the nails had been removed. The nail holes were still there. The sin had been forgiven, but the scars remain. As I look at my life, glory be to God. As you look at your life, glory be to God. Let's stop and thank God for his mercy. Let's stop and thank him for full and free forgiveness. Let's thank him that he's a God that even though the holes are left in the hitching post, he is a God who takes and smooths salve over it and remind us that we get a fresh start, but some of the scars still may remain. God is a God of restoration, and he's a God who wants you to know how much he loves you today. It does not matter, Honorable Cynthia Cox, what has happened in the past, who may have stabbed you in the back, who may have done this, said that, went there or the other. It does not matter, Mother Owens, who said no to you in your asking as you have gone. It does not matter, Tisha Lee. It doesn't matter how folk have come and tried to do things against your children, and you had to stand back and say, I can't say nothing about that, God. It doesn't matter. You all, God is a God of restoration. God will restore unto you that which the locust has come to eat, the canker worm, all of the different kinds of insects. God is a God who will restore unto you everything that you need to complete this life that he has given you. God, the God of restoration. Minister Cynthia Cox, would you please come and give us our announcements for today? And I would definitely come back and give you a benediction prayer. God bless you all. I love you.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. Hola, Robert. I love you too. Thank you so much. Thank you for that powerful message this morning, and it's kind of touched me, took me off guard. Let's pray. Oh, God, thank you this morning. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you. We're grateful for giving us all we need to keep our hearts always grateful. Never greed. Teach us to love you no matter what. Lord, we thank you for Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, that on-time message this morning, restoration. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. God is a God of giving us strength to move forward. Oh, Lord, thank you this morning. I can't thank you enough. Hallelujah this morning. Oh, my God, thank you for the outstanding message this morning. I ask you, Lord, to bless Dr. Reverend Dr. McCullough over and over again for this on-time message. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. McCullough Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for shining this light on us in this master's call, Lord, that we may be focused and stay focused on you, Lord. Hallelujah, this morning. We thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hallelujah. And we thank you we lift up the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for all that they have done to brought us all together with honest life. And we share it with us, but we sure appreciate the staff to keep our food, our products in our home. We thank you for anyone in the nursing home hospital, Lord, this morning. Lord, touch them in a special way, Lord. We pray for the doctors, and also, Lord, we pray for the people in Ukraine, Lord. God, touch them in a special way, Lord. We pray for anyone going through bereavement family this morning, Lord. You know them name by name. Comfort them this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you right now. Oh, God, give us the strength to go on this morning. Help us to be strong. Help us to stay focused on you and nobody but you this morning, Lord. Restoration, I thank you, Lord. I praise your name this morning, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I want to thank Minister Ruth for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for praise and worship this morning. I know we're going right today. It's the motivation call this morning, and our fearless leader, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be our host and our speaker on that call. So I just want to say happy birthday to Mother Eleanor again. We wish you happy birthday, and also want to say today is the 54th year of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King assassination in Memphis, Tennessee. Father God, we pray for the family, dear Lord. But in the meantime, Lord, please look at your back office. Keep yourself focused on artists, and we're going to keep ourselves healthy. Father God, let me just say, I guess I got caught off of God. Thank you again, Reverend Dr. Pacola, for that amazing word. And we ask you to close us out in a benediction, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Cynthia Cox. As we are preparing to close, I want to remind us that this is Black Women's History Month, a time when we should thank God for continuing to restore us, repair us, and renovate us as women who are continuing to stand in spite of all things. So look to a sister today and let her know how special she is and how we need each other to survive. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We do it when we're scared. We do it when we are crying. We just do it. We do what? We live this life for Christ. Father God, I personally thank you for being so patient with me down through the years and putting up with me. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for loving my sisters, my brothers, and having us to rock steady in the midst of our years when the locusts came to knock us out. I thank you that you are God who came back and fed us, and you just keep on feeding us. And so we ask now that you will allow your precious Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us until we come together again, worshiping and magnifying you. God bless you all. Remember, jump on the Senior Billionaire call tonight. We have a special guest on tonight. God bless you all. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.